I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all. Are you in the groove or what? It's Andy. I'm in my dressing room. That's the music that's playing for the audience, which I have no objection to, as you can imagine. I also have no objection to my guest tonight. It's a Married to Medicine night. We've got Mariah Huck, who's come on her chariot. Remember when she said that last season? Was it last season or more? And Vivica A. Fox, who is always great. I mean, she just... I mean, I wish she would be a housewife, but I think it would never happen. But I mean, she's gotten into it with Kenya, Phaedra. Like, she's, I don't want to say she's messy, but she's just gotten into it. Anyway, I'll see you in there.
She's so talented, she barely needs to rehearse, and she should win an Oscar for best performance with Quad's purse. It's Watch What Happens Live with Vivica A. Fox and Mariah from Married to Medicine now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Married to Medicine Sunday with two women who are just what the doctor ordered. My first guest has faced aliens, assassins, and Kenya Moore. Now she's the host of the new talk show, Face the Truth. Welcome back, our friend, Vivica A. Fox. Hey, Vivica. You're beautiful. And Dr. Heavenly might not like her, but I bet accountants love her because she always brings the receipts. From Married to Medicine, please welcome back Mariah Huck. Hi, Mariah. Great to see you. Very entertaining season, and I'm loving your new show.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And since most of the women on tonight's Married to Medicine didn't get to taste the crabs, which may have been a blessing since they first fell on the patio floor, behind the bar we have a crab boil redo with the owner of Claw Daddy's on the Lower East Side, Grace Moon Lauren. Hey, Grace. Wow, that is... Just so you know, that is real, and I can smell it.
Yes.
And that's like thousands of dollars worth of crabs right there. Thank
For
you.
Sure.
We really appreciate it.
And it's cleaner than Heavenly's house. So
it's cleaner than Heavenly's house. Let's get started. Mariah, it was so cute seeing you talk to your daughter about the birds and the bees. Were you nervous about that convo?
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, I'm used to being the person receiving that as the daughter, but now as the mom.
Right.
Like, it's really, really tough. Like, I love my baby, and I'm used to her being a baby, not being in high school.
I got It was very sweet.
Thank you.
She's very sweet.
I'm a sweet girl, so yes. I've given her a sweet conversation.
Yes.
But I need her to hear it. It's very serious.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right. Yes.
I need to know what you both think of Simone's shoes. They have $100 bills in the soles, and she said she's keeping herself $100. What are we... Vivica gave it an okay.
Okay, baby.
Crab was on the menu at Heavenly's get-together, but apparently Contessa was more in the mood to talk chicken with Toya. Take a look.
I ain't never got a phone call. It's a double standard. I ain't got a phone call about my dad.
Girl,
a text message.
When people talk behind my back.
Eagles don't roll with chickens, so I don't have nothing to say to you ever.
I heard you was clucking like a hen at your little whack-ass party, but
bird.
You know what I'm saying?
I
when
know
you have
you're
something
bird.
To say.
I get it. Bird.
So,
I got it.
You got my phone number, so if you ever want to have a conversation with me, do it like a woman and do it one-on-one. Give me a call. So, again, double standard. Ain't nobody called me.
Girl, I'm a goddamn hawk. I'll fly down and vulture and eat your ass up. Don't play with me now.
Toya's tough.
Toya is tough.
Right.
Yeah, Toya's right. tough.
Maybe
but
don't.
She's sweet too.
Yes.
She's tough on the outside, but
when
very sweet.
Tell us.
She is. She really truly
when
is.
Tell
yeah, because Mama looked like she was like, wow, you know, and you're such a cow. Like, wow.
You're right. She's tough on the outside, but she really truly is sweet once you get to know her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of tough, Quad had some tough things to say about you last week on
That's
this show. I want to show you and then get your reaction. Take a look.
Who do you think is more fake and phony, Heavenly or Mariah?
Mm. Mariah. Mm. For sure. She's really fake. I mean, I just got to tell you. I mean, listen, she does a lot of things for damage control. She's a strategic thinker. She plays the game to win strategically. She will make alliances. She will play the victim if she has to. She's working the set. Mm.
Working the set.
Mm-hmm. I think right now you don't kick a person when they're down. Quad is going through a nasty divorce, and she's projecting. She's projecting about herself. I think it's very clear. I've been the same since day one. Who I am, what I am, I do well because I've been myself and been authentic. So I think Quad is just projecting.
All right.
Yeah.
Vivica and Mariah are here to answer your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Married to Medicine, Quad finally faced the women at Heavenly's Crab Boil. And here's what, the confrontation was immediately so heated, the boiling pot of crabs was the least scalding part of the evening. Take a look.
If Quad shows up tonight, how are we going to handle it?
Quad, we have not seen you in forever. Catch us up.
Why haven't you talked to us?
I don't know, because I've reached out to all of you.
This little girl thinks she is better than you, me, her, everybody.
This is not sisterly. This whole thing, it's not.
Girl, get your purse and be nice to your f***ing ass.
I brought you
Thank
the purse.
You. I said
just say that, goddamn.
Well, goddamn, not just me.
Well, listen, I was being nice to you.
So how do you leave that?
I really was trying to be nice to Quad. I really, really, my heart went out to her, and it still does. So I was trying to help her. I felt like she had left her purse, and I really was, like, being vulnerable. I felt like she's in a position where she needed support. And I just
Where was
really
the
felt,
miscommunication there?
I just think you can't help some people. And I think Quad is just in a place where she just is not going to receive anything. She wants to be in a place right now of isolation, and she really won't be the victim, if you ask me.
Okay, so. Second, on Vivica's talk show, Face the Truth, syndicated coast to coast, everybody, she and an expert panel help guests sort through their conflicts. So I hope she can use those skills with some women a bit closer to home, like sitting next to her, for example. Here's what, paging Dr. Vivica, I'm going to ask you how you would handle the different issues the women on Married to Medicine have been
okay.
facing. If you were Dr. Jackie, would you have taken Curtis back after his very public affair? It was all over the blogs.
Yeah, I hit the blogs and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably got a lot of, you know, people looking at it and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You would not? Really?
No.
Really?
I mean, I know with her, she's wanting to start a family and stuff like that, but... I almost kind of feel like once a cheater, always a cheater.
Wow.
It would be really hard for me to trust him again.
If you were Mariah, what would you have done if your former BFF started screaming in your face because you swatted lightly on her arm?
Former BFF?
Yes, that was her in Quad.
Yeah, I would have said, do me a favor, back up, give me five, and then after that I would have kicked her ass.
Wait. If you were Heavenly, how... God, I wish you were a housewife. I say it every time she's here. She's a major. Mariah. She's a major movie star. If you were Heavenly, how would you have handled Mariah claiming to have receipts on your husband to prove that he's cheating? Something you fully believe to be false.
Oh wow! I would ask her to definitely show me those receipts immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. If you were Toya, how would you have reacted to Eugene showing you a dream house he knew you couldn't afford after you both worked so hard to get out of debt?
I would have said, baby, now what you doing?
You know what I mean? Thank you very much, Vivica A. Fox. Paige and Dr. Vivica.
Can't do that.
Finally, the only thing Mariah takes as seriously as her feuds is her fashion. Case in point, when she went barefoot at the season 4 reunion, rather than wear the same pair of shoes as Dr. Heavenly.
No way.
Yes, she did.
No way.
She did.
Are you serious?
She did. Yeah,
what kind of shoes was
What kind of shoes were they?
I think it was Aquazura or something.
Yeah. Those were expensive. Are you kidding me?
Heavenly had them on.
Heavenly had them on, and so Mariah took her.
Was your outfit better?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then, hey!
Yes. I was in my feelings. I was in my feelings. I really was. Yeah. I kept them, though. All I said I was going to donate them. I kind of kept them, though.
Yes.
It's time for gagging or bagging. We'll go through some Married to Medicine looks. Vivica and Mariah, you both say whether they make you gag or if they belong in a trash bag.
Alrighty.
And because we're extra lucky, there's already been two theme parties. Okay, what do you think of quad sleeveless blazer inspired pink dress?
She looks nice, gagging.
Yeah?
She looks nice.
Okay. Heavenly's t-shirt, white visor, and sweatshirt tied around
her. Bagging.
Okay.
Bagging and burning. We bagging it and burning.
Okay. Mariah's full-on cat suit with mask and whip.
To a theme party. We gagging it.
We gagging, honey. We gagging.
Okay. What about Jackie's blue lace jumpsuit?
Oh, my God. That was you.
That was her.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I was so late. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What about some gagging. Yeah, gagging. Yes. Yes.
What about Jackie's blue lace jumpsuit?
Oh, gagging.
Yeah. Gagging. What about Simone's sheer top bedazzled bra and thigh-high purple boots?
The audience said.
Bagging.
Right.
Bagging.
Okay. Yeah. Contessa's long sleeve floral dress with side pony.
Bagging and burning.
Bagging.
Really?
Bagging.
Yeah. Eva's pregnant cameo in camo pants, bohemian top.
Aww.
And well, I mean,
she's so
my
pretty.
God.
She's
that
pregnant.
Is so shady. That's a lie. She said the doctor 9 months pregnant.
I would go rub her tummy.
Last up, Toya's revealing silk top and high braided pony.
Girl, bagging. What?
Thank you very much for playing gagging or bagging. Vivica, Hillary G texted, what was your reaction to Kenya Moore shading you at the Atlanta Housewives finale? Did you see that? They came to see your play that Portia was also in.
Yeah.
And she said your performance was the same just 20 years later.
Yeah, at least I still am acting 20 years later. And she was watching me, so, you know.
Come on,
once again. Okay. Once again, watching me.
That Mariah, was good. Getting a lot of tweets and stuff, wanting to know if you think you overreacted when you went to give her the purse and she was being dismissive. Did you overreact?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay. I may have overreacted, but I think that I feel like I've been so nice to Quad, and I really was trying to help, that I was thrown off at her response.
Okay.
So maybe I did overreact, but I really, truly didn't mean any harm. I was trying to help.
Let's go to Kristen from Alabama with a question for Vivica. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Andy, I'm super excited to talk to you guys.
Thanks.
My question is for Vivica. Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to Phaedra since she texted you about the photo of her and 50 Cent? And who is more of a toxic trick, Phaedra or Kendra? Kenya, sorry.
You had some text exchange with Phaedra, and you called her a toxic trick.
Yeah, well, she was behaving like one. Yeah,
she was.
Because I had just seen her in New York. And I think the thing that bothered me the most about it is that I thought Phaedra and I were cool. And so when I saw when she did the text and the post, it was an obvious, I took it that way when I first read it.
She posted a picture of her in 50
Cent. Yeah, or said something and just said something about he'll have you sprung, da 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 da. And it was just, right, exactly. That's how I felt. And I was kind of like, wow, why would you do that? And then I had referred her to my makeup artist. And, like, you just don't do that. Don't, like, use someone's makeup artist, post their name to it, and then, like, throw a at me. I was like, really?
Right.
Ooh. So I tried to get over it. I did. And then I sent it to a friend when I woke up a little bit later. And I said, dude, are you sensing some shade? And
oh,
they were like, yeah. So, and then when it got out, then she texted me. And I just thought that was so fake. I was like, bitch, really?
On next week's Married to Medicine, Heavenly and Mariah momentarily lay off Quad to instead lay into each other. Here's a sneak peek.
If you could forgive her for the lies she told on you and the fights that y'all had,
why is everything against me? Tell her.
Did you lie?
I don't, but this is what I'm not going to take on.
Do you have receipts on my husband?
I do.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Just because your husband cheated, don't mean mine did. You ain't got no receipts on my husband. You're a liar.
Bitch, I come with receipts and my...
Where are the receipts?
Oh, they are available under lock and key.
Oh, really?
You know what? Because it's, although I know things about Heavenly and her family, I still go back to my integrity. I don't want to break up a family. I feel like she has children. And so it's been so many divorces with this group. I don't want to be a part of that, but I feel like you have to go there with Heavenly for her to give it. You have to give her a dose of her medicine. She has to understand how painful it is for her to carry a bone and for someone else to do the same.
Let's go back to the phones. It is Glenna from New Jersey. Hey, Glenna, what's your question?
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi, Andy. How's everyone?
Great.
So my question is for Vivica.
Okay.
I was just wondering, have you heard anything about a Kill Bill Volume 3? And if not, how sure are you that we'll get a third film?
I have my fingers crossed for it, to be very honest with you, because, of course, it should involve my daughter, because she said, you know, when she stepped over my body, if you're still sore about it, then come see me. So I think it's been enough time, so we need to come see her.
I'm ready. All right. It is game time, everybody. In honor of Mariah's claim that she has receipts on Heavenly's cheating husband and Vivica hosting a show that's all about facing the truth, we're going to review some of our favorite Bravo receipts and deceits with a round of Rate That Receipt. Okay, Vivica and Mariah, I'm going to show you clips of a Bravo celebrity bringing the receipts. You will then rate how solid each one is on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, first up is Bethany showing Lou photo proof of Tom's infidelity. Let's see.
I have to tell you something.
Please don't let it be about Tom.
It's about Tom. Mm.
It's Wednesday night. This is the Regency. He was doing it for over an hour.
I'm going to give that a 10. That's a pretty good receipt. Okay. This is Jax's pillow proof that James and Kristen hooked up in the hot tub.
I see Kristen right out there in the corner just drinking. James runs out here and runs out to the pool. And I wake up this morning and the pillows are oddly arranged.
I give it a 2.
What the hell?
A 1. Oh, this is poor.
It was over there in the corner. I swear, over there.
Okay, Mariah's giving it a 3. Okay, here's Gretchen Rossi playing a voicemail at the reunion to prove she was offered a role just like Heather on Malibu Country. I love this.
Why'd you just say, no, I didn't get the role? This is a voicemail from my agent saying they want you for Malibu Country.
Hey, Gretchen, I wanted to see if you're available for Malibu Country.
She said they want you for... Are you deaf?
Oh, wow, we're all over the map. Okay, we're all over the map on on this one.
I love it. She was like a beautiful Barbie doll. Like,
here's Phaedra handing me evidence of her divorce filing to prove Kenya wrong.
I'm going to submit the evidence to you so that you can see when it was finalized.
A. Edward Nida is the respondent, Apollo, the 12th day of July, 2016. This is your final judgment and decree of divorce.
Yes.
All right. I don't remember what it proved, but it seems good. Oh, wow. We're all over the map here. I love it. Okay. Here's Lala passing along the secret recording Faith made of Jax talking crap about Britney. This is...
Tell me, please.
There's audio on that phone.
Jax, after he had sex with Faith. Mm. I've heard the recordings. You deserve rotten hell.
Unfortunately, that was...
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, a 9 out of 5. We're all over the map. And it looks like Bethany's photo won that one. Thanks for playing. Here's an interesting one. Eli H. texted, Vivica, is the rumor true that you once dated Dennis Rodman?
No. You know, we went to the Oscars together.
You did?
Yeah, I had on a gold dress and he had on like this... like did Mad Hatter outfit. Oh,
that's funny. Yeah.
No, he had a big blue hat and a blue tuxedo with a red vest.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it was just, yeah. Red carpet moment, and that was it. Yeah.
Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
I remember that.
Hey, Andy, love you. My question's for Mariah, and I just wanted to know, why were you so upset by Heavenly giving you that poster?
I think I was upset with Heavenly giving me the poster because she knew... of all the pictures she could have given me, she gave me one where I had a broke ankle, a cast on my foot. I was 20 pounds heavier, and I knew Heavenly was just being messy. Heavenly was being Heavenly.
Mm. Let's go to Patty from Wisconsin quickly. Patty, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Vivica.
Okay.
I was wondering, since you were on Celebrity Apprentice, what do you think of Omarosa continuing to leak information and recordings from the White House?
What do you think of Omarosa?
Well, she gets on my nerves, but I love it.
Keep on.
Yeah. You know, keep on leaking. But she ain't getting invited back to the barbecue. No.
She's not getting invited to the barbecue.
Nope.
Right.
Sorry. Revolt.
Right. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the biggest bounce house in the world. It's 10,000 square feet. Most were impressed, save for a few housewives who found it a bit cramped and kept asking, where's the porte-cochere? Don't you guys just miss the olden days where you do a bunch of acid and find a big dumpster? Were those the olden days? Vivica liked that one. Tonight's Jackal goes to a viral story. This happened last week, but I just heard about it. Did you hear about this? A rat caused an evacuation of a DC condo building after it managed to pull the fire alarm, which is so
crazy. No
literally,
way.
Yes. Yes,
no
I'm
way.
Not joking.
That you damn Heavenly. That damn Heavenly.
You know, if Trump's cabinet is any example, usually D.C. rats only sound the alarm after they've left. Callback. And we didn't even know we were going to do that callback. I want to thank Vivica, Mariah, and Grace. We are back with Vivica A. Fox. The show is Face the Truth. It is syndicated. Check your local listings. Mariah Huck is back on Married to Medicine. Where she belongs, and Grace Moon Lauren is the owner of Cry Daddies on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. So is it all, it's what I think, it's Claw Daddies. So
it's Claw Daddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobster?
We do lobster.
Okay.
Indigenous crab, but right now we got snow crab, crawfish, shrimp, and clams.
Gorgeous.
And corn, potato, and sausages.
Wow. Corn potato. That corn looks so good, too. Is the corn spicy?
No, not really.
Good.
Let's see if it is.
Good.
Are there different spices?
Yeah, we do. We have 6 different spices levels and different sauces, but today is our special sauce called Claw Daddy Sauce as a medium spice.
Wow, nice.
I like crab. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to give you some. Tonight, let's go to Tammy from Arizona. Hey, Tammy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you, babe.
Love you, babe.
My question is for Mariah.
Okay.
I want to know, what was your reaction to Toya putting Contessa on blast over the phone at her party?
Yeah.
I understand why Toya was upset that that Contessa didn't show up, but I think that Toya probably was a little bit emotional. She should have been a little bit more empathetic to Contessa, but I understand completely where she was coming from.
Mary from Chicago, what's your question? Hey, Mary.
Hi, Andy. Can I just say that you are everything to me, and Bravo is the only channel I watch.
You're brilliant. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Mary.
Hi, Vivica. I have a two-part question for you. Number one, did you ever talk with Pat Houston about playing her in your Bobby Christina film? And number two, what was your reaction to the bombshells from the recent Whitney documentary?
I've known Whitney's family for a very long time, so I knew Pat. I didn't talk to her about the role that I played. She was one of the producers of it, and she was happy when she found out that I was going to play her.
That's good.
So that was good. So I had to get like her hands and her mannerisms and stuff like that. But I had to read the script before I decided to do it, just because I wanted to make sure that it was respectful.
Did you see the Whitney doc?
No, I did not.
It's so good.
Yeah, I did. I didn't go. I love her so much. So yeah. It just gets a little painful. You know
it
what
is
I mean?
Painful.
Yeah.
It is painful.
Yeah, it's painful.
I mean, it's it's a
we
very
lost
sad story.
Two angels.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
So that was the sad part.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but missed them dearly.
Yeah.
And we did our best to make sure that we were respectful for the Bobby Christina story when we did it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to all involved.
Back to the phones. Alicia from Illinois. Hey, Alicia, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Mariah.
Okay.
If Aiden wants to remain friends with Greg, would you let him, or does that betray your friendship with Quad?
I can't let my husband do anything. He is his own man, but I will tell you that he's very loyal and he loves Greg. So he has remained friends with Greg. And I've tried to salvage a friendship with Quad, but it doesn't seem to be working. But yes, Quad is, and I mean, Aiden and Greg have remained friends.
Last call of the night. It's Dana from Virginia. Hi, Dana. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Mariah.
Okay.
Mariah, whose reconciliation were you more surprised by, Simone and Cecil or Jackie and Curtis?
Probably Jackie and Curtis's.
Right.
Yeah, probably Jackie and Curtis. Because Jackie is no nonsense, and I know she was very hurt by Curtis's behavior, but I also know that she loves him and supports him, and she wants to make things work.
Mm-hmm. Vivica, Debbie G wants to know the best and worst kiss of your career.
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut was
the
best.
Yeah, without a doubt. Two can play that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had to yell cut several times. So chocolatey.
Worst kiss of your career.
God, you're going to give me in trouble, man. Do I have to?
No, you don't have to say the name, but is there...
I'll leave you with it. The initials, E-R.
E-R.
Yeah.
E-R. All right. Okay. I want to thank Vivica and Mariah and Grace, Claw Daddies. We will see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks so much. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.